You are listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer Series 2023. Artistic direction, Chris Standfest. Co-funded by the European Union in the frame of the project Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guest is Annelise Lückack. Her work, La Caresse du Coma, featuring YOLO, is a multimedia performance, a lecture on digital chimeras, and an invitation to a strange and yet strangely familiar world. Together with musical collaborator Lotto Retina, Annelise transformed the Casino am Schwarzenbergplatz into a misty, spa-like space of uncertainties and fabricated truths. After their showings, the two of them sat down with writer Sean Pfeiffer. They discussed the role of lamity and humor in their work, the productivity of not knowing for sure, and how their residency time at Impulse Tanz stimulated their creative partnership.
So I'm Annelise Lückack, and basically, I live in France, in the southwest, and I do performances and also some mix projects with the, you know, like between fine arts, performance, dance. So it can take the shape of a performance or a festival, installation, many kind of forms mm-hmm. of things in general.
So I'm Lotto Retina. I live in France, in Marseille. I'm doing the sounds. It's like my main work, sounds and music. And now perform with Annelise.
Yeah, thank you for being here, for talking to me, and also for showing your piece, La Caresse du Coma, featuring YOLO, is the whole title, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, the feature in the title also, like, it's already kind of like indicating that it's like it can be seen as like a standalone piece, but it's also part of this series in a way. Mm-hmm. So perhaps you could start by like giving a bit of context to these like larger framework and how this piece like fits into the series.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's the fourth mm-hmm. chapter. It's like featuring. Kind of like chapter kind of thing. So I started years ago, and it's a project that it's ongoing. Like, I decided to not finish the project, but more to, if I feel it, I can write a new chapter and add it to the series. But the three last chapters, I was alone. And this time, because we, with Lotto, we met a few years ago through a common friend. And as I told you, like, I do kind of collective projects. So one is called OK Confiance, which is a festival. So we met in this context where it's like a team of makers, performers, musicians, blah, blah, blah. And we do a residency and we produce or make or encounter together, make things happen. Yeah, so we met in this context, and then COVID started also. I was thinking of doing La Caresse, but I didn't know. Finishing one project, jumping on another one. And yeah, and COVID made a bit this isolation thing. And I was like, I wanted maybe go back to La Caresse du Coma, because I, like, in between chapters, I do other projects also. And at that time, I was sure that if I do a new one, I will update the story. Like, I will start from a point that I'm in this Croatian spa in the storytelling since a long time. So longer time, that the three first chapter, I'm really newcomer. And now I was like, okay, I start later in the story. And this character thing, like, there's characters. So some of them are old and some of them are new. And for me, it made sense to also go into, maybe there is like a real character with me, not only me telling stories about, you know, those persona. And at that time I was like, okay, if I want to push something that I don't do, would be sound also. Like, I had this desire of like really pushing and collaborating with someone. And at that time I was really, I don't know, I had a really like strong, at the same time, like attraction and desire to get closer to what you do. And very curious, like, how Lotus also music and sound can also move in another type of space, storytelling, like also a bit more like sound design. This I didn't know, but I had a bit of sense of this. And we started really like slowly, maybe like you're not on stage, but you're making sound, and then as a production, it was not clear that you will be like finally on stage with me. So slowly through residencies, we started to dive into the characters, the stories, and your character, La Chicha. at that time, it was also my new cat, the name, it's the same name. And slowly you were, because at the beginning you had like computer.
Yeah.
And there is like a strong evolution also of like tools and how we make sound. But yeah, and for me it was so nice because it became very collaborative, like giving the texture, the taste, like the sound is giving a lot for me also, like as an inspiration to project the whole story.
Yeah, how was it for you? Not like, do you have a background in performing as well, or was it new for you to also like play a character while playing music? And
No, it was new, like to be on stage as a character. But I used to be on stage as like musician, and I think it's, for me, it was pretty connecting. Like, I think the interesting things about this project is like our relationship grew up since we start till now, and so the relation really like influenced how we built the pieces. So now I think we felt like pretty like more close, and I felt also I feel like more self-confident about doing things. And so now I'm on stage. At the beginning I was like out of the stage, behind a sound mixer. So
yeah, and also like it's not that easy to balance between the moment where you play or like this moment with the incense, the smell. Yeah. It gives a, you know, like the idea was really to build a sort of a spa also kind of thing. Like you don't have to be so productive all the time. Like, but we were really, yeah, discussing like the proportion also of like text or like not doing too much at the same time and then come, I don't know. It was really slowly written.
I was wondering about that actually, because you're, I mean, you're presenting the work within this young choreographer series, but then like for the first half hour, I'd say there isn't a lot of movement on stage actually, not a lot of physical movement at least. There's a lot of text and there's a lot of sound, and then there are these images and texts being shown on screen.
Yeah.
So there is in a way like a digital choreography almost that is like a really like a big part of your presentation. So I was wondering about like that part, like what is your interest in that, perhaps even like mixture or like blend, you'd probably call it, like between like the digital and the material. Like how do you operate with it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was always like this, like mm-hmm. the all the series, all the chapters, they have a lot of digitals. And I, like, first I used it like a sort of analogy process, you know, like you're talking about something and while you're talking there is some pictures, but every time you hear someone talking about like a story, you have your own pictures, no? Like you make it happen in your fantasy. And I always wanted to use the pictures as like, oh, like the, you know, like it gives an aesthetic mm-hmm. that the people there, they don't build themselves. And also this kind of like 2000, you know, aesthetic also, like the very, not the beginning of internet, but like this moment where like GIFs and this kind of aesthetic get really powerful. And also like the bad picture mm-hmm. quality, like all of it, these things. I wanted to give sort of a, I don't know, I had this like this a bit trashy quality, the things from the internet, but then you put it in a huge screen with a huge with a big video projector. And then yeah, like I guess it's a bit like with this spa, you know, like because spa usually it's a bit minimal, like you don't have so many, this aesthetic of like a lot of pictures, a lot of colors and everything. So it was very like a mixture between like having quite like a scenography, quite minimal, but then like a lot of infos, and some of like a lot of infos in the pictures are not necessary. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they're just like this crazy like GIF that I found, and then I collage them. So I guess the process in this whole thing, in terms of pictures, stories, how I was making the character, it's a lot about collage. Taking things together, like a bit like forcing them to be together. Mm. For example, this story about routine, it comes from like a very like a philosophical book, very serious about like the intensity of life and mm-hmm. our perception of intensity. So the whole book is very like this, but then you know what I do with it is like boom, like IA, that is actually a program that Lotto brought mm-hmm. in the project, like mm-hmm. this oh, you know, I discovered art breeder. Mm-hmm. So it's for me it's always really interesting to have like deep thing that you, it can talk about like how humans are living and considering the world, like IA or like routine, that our relationship to intensity, kind of like serious topic, but you use it to make like very weirdo, creepy animal pictures and become, you know, like this kind of like bit like dérision. That's the point. It's always like taking a bit like serious topics, but then through aesthetic, you turn it into something more either funny, light, but we are still speaking about intense stuff, like this idea of symbiosis. For me, it's a lot about like how I see like a bit more like philo visions of mm-hmm. how we can be together, because the whole topic was like how can we be happy. That was the main topic of the project, this happiness search, but there is a lot of ways. So
I want to talk a bit more about these like hybrid things and animals as well, because I feel like there are like a lot of, first there's a lot of like actual like tangible objects on stage and that are part of the scenography, and then there's also a lot of different objects that you just like talk about and that you describe in very like in meticulous detail. And then you have these like these AI generated like images of like creatures that you, but then almost like scientifically or like pseudo scientifically like assign numbers and percentages to, like this is part broccoli and part fern and all this stuff. But then there's also like a lot of talk about like there's an emphasis like placed on like energies and moods, like there's a mysticism to the world as well. So I was like wondering about perhaps like how these two meet, like the like material, almost like pseudo analytical way perhaps of understanding a world, and then also like the immaterial, almost religious, trying to understand something deeply. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Perhaps that's a bit of an abstract question. Yeah,
no, but it's, I guess it's also, I don't know, something maybe that we connect also with the way we take materials and also either like compose, mix, fusion, hybrid, because also like the way I pick in text or images or references, for me it goes with this also kind of like sound composition and building a world made of many parts.
An excerpt of fragments of everything we encounter in life. Like
And I guess the underline, like the message is also to say like our gestures are like really like extracting things and really somehow cook them so they can be together, even though they are like coming from sometimes really far away worlds. I guess we also with this project, I don't want to be so serious and like it's always such a challenge when we start the performance, especially in not in France, like with no francophone people, because the people take it really seriously first. And at some point it's always, usually it's these digital creatures that make sort of a click, like the people, they start to be like, my God, it's, what the fuck? Like, it's not so serious, actually.
Like, they know it wants to be funny as well, and it can be funny, and
And then you can release also in sort of a superficial vision. You just see funny pictures, no? Like, you can also just enjoy watching funny pictures. For me, it's always this back and forth between some vision and thinking and the materiality of, I don't know, funny stuff or like weird shapes. Like, we are looking for things that are intriguing in general. Yeah, like, I guess it's never like mainstream shapes, like literally. It's always like taking mainstream stuff and then reshape it by the collage, but it's, we insist on the putting them together. So at some point it makes a monster if you take two things but really work on it. For me it's this image of either bastardize or monsters.
I mean, you already mentioned the audience as well. I mean, they are like, we become part of this world as well in a way, like you, as you say, like you take many things and you put them together, but then, and you create this very specific world. Like, I feel like there is like a world building really like element to it that not a lot of performance or perhaps like follows as deeply, but then you have to let the audience in as well, and you also like, you address us very directly. How do like different audiences perhaps like affect your performance as well? Like you said, it makes a difference if they're like French speaking or not. Then there's this moment actually where like you let us down onto the stage as well, and we like literally like populate the world. I mean, it says in the beginning, like, I am alone, but I am populated.
Yeah.
Like, we literally, like, populate the stage then. And I was talking to Chris on the phone about seeing it yesterday, and she told me that it wasn't always the case that everyone goes on stage. Yesterday, like, everyone left their seats and went on stage, and it almost, like, flipped the whole room, and we were, like, looking at the empty audience in a way.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case, right? Like,
no. I remember once in Arsenic in Lausanne, nobody stand up.
No, okay.
Like, they were really, like, glued on their seat. What I feel when we do it in non-French speaking context, I feel like when I switch in English, a lot of people release.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, whoa, like, suddenly it's more like easy, they don't have to follow. Mm-hmm. And then I'm really like chill. So I don't know. It's been actually quite easy, even though sometimes it takes, like, the people, I feel they don't believe me when I say it's now, it's happening, like this gloob bath, I mean, what the fuck, like, she's saying. And then that's why sometimes, like, here I said it's literal, like, you can really come in the rooms, like, you know, like, I really specialized, and at the same time I'm a bit like, oh, pulling them down. But it's not complicated, actually.
Actually, for me, it was, like, the exact same. Like, I had, like, this moment of, like, oh, wait, she's actually talking to me and I can actually come on stage. Because right. I feel like because you're, like, building this world and, like, this and playing these characters in a way, and then, I mean, you always address us, like, from the very start, but it feels like a character addressing almost, like, other characters, you know, and us playing along. And then there's this moment of, like, well, but, like, the world that I'm talking about is, like, to an extent is real because we built it on stage and it is an actual room and you can just come onto it and, like, there's actual liquid in there and we have glasses and you can try it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, so I feel like there's this this wall that we feel we break when we, like, actually, like, take you up on your offering in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like the energy completely shifts once we, like, step into the room and also, like, step into a different lighting and there's a the ground is different and everything just, like, is tangible. And I feel like at that point there's also, like, an actual, like, a different transformation, like, happening as well, like, for you, not only, like, for you as the characters in the narrative, but, like, for you as performers on stage as well. Because I mean, towards the end, you're like, you put on the tap dancing shoes and, like, coming back to sound, like, suddenly, like, you make a different sound, like, you have this very, like, calming voice and you just, like, silently move along the space and then you put on these shoes and suddenly there's just a different sound in the room.
Yeah.
And there's an urgency almost to it, and then you, like, you enter this, like, dialogue, this, like, sound and tap dancing dialogue, and it's a sort of ritual. But it also feels like almost like an unusually, like, traditional climax in a way or something. So I was wondering, like, how that came about and how, like, you had this idea of, like, perhaps also to you as a question, like, how do you, like, does it feel like a conversation or something? Because it's always also, like, the first part of the show that then is, like, completely nonverbal. It's just, like, a conversation between your dancing and your sound.
But did you feel like, is it okay if I'm asking you?
Yeah, of course.
Did you feel like our relation when we were playing music and, like discussing was like it was shifting completely our relation?
I think your relationship didn't change, but I feel like almost like our view of it changed, or like we had, like, you like allowed us a different, like, it felt more like I felt like more close to it, because I actually was more close, like, I was sitting on stage in this world looking at you, so there was, like, this, like, distance was breached. But then also because you stopped talking to us and, like, stopped addressing us and, like, taking us with you, like, it felt more like almost like fly on the wall in a way. Like you just like had that conversation, like that musical dialogue in a way, and we were allowed to watch, but we weren't like there wasn't any more like information offered to us. You know what I mean? Like we weren't like led through it or something. We could like watch and hear and listen, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like it felt more. I don't know, like in that way, it kind of actually felt like entering, like an introductory ritual or something, because I felt like once we were like past that point, there wasn't more like numbers and names and things, but there was only like the sound and the dancing and like being part of it or not being part of it. You know what I mean? Like that shifted perhaps for me, and then it was suddenly over, and that felt like I don't know, like
Well, this moment we build it also like in this I don't know, for me it was a way also to step into something that Lotto does also. It's quite close to like a concert mode, so it's exactly what you say, like the people release because they know that they don't have to look for things or to understand. Whereas a lot of performances I do, I put the people also in the situation of a bit of activity, brain activity. So, and this, again, it's very interesting to build, to try to build a performance where you have this kind of mood. And this is something that you do a lot, mainly. Like, put the people in a very physical, like sound physical situation.
Yeah.
For example, now I feel like I want to explore even more, you know, like this moment where you shift and you know that you will not ask the people to understand anything. Mm-hmm. They are just diving. This allegory kind of bath for me is really clear. Like now you're entering in a bath, so just like, you know, feel the flow and not asking the people to be active in the mental way, but more like, you know, being open to what's gonna happen with the sound, with the space. And for me, it's really cool to have this shift between our characters too, because every time we do it, it's quite impro also, or like, you know, like we are not very so fixed, especially you. Lotto works so much with the impro. I have some patterns, and we know the patterns with the feet. But in terms of length, also when we do the rehearsal, it's always a bit different. The energies are different. So it's the moment where you really write real time. And then this we discussed a lot about the fact that the people, they are like almost like
sitting,
laying down. While it's a moment of more like stronger intensity. But it happened that it doesn't work in the sense of a standing and dancing concert. But we wanted also to have a bit more physicality with the audience, but it's really hard. It could be like a lot of details, small actions. That you were saying that we could have more things to activate. And also like a maybe a spectrum, like a bigger spectrum of sound landscapes, making, you know, I don't know, like if we have real water or stuff like this. For me, the bath of Gloop could be 7 hours.
Like depending duration of you actually like being able to like inhabit that space if you want to, like for
because if we push, we had we at some point of the writing we really wanted to give things to the audience so they can activate, like flutes or I don't know, they could manipulate, create also sounds and be a bit more like maybe less viewers and more makers, in a way, like us, like taking things and then playing with it. So if there would be like a something, like a future thing, this is totally a track we could we could go. Yeah, like now it's the bathtub gloob ritual, but way much more pushed in time, space, also like, I don't know, things you can manipulate. So it, as you say, it opens something, but we're not going further yet.
I want to ask about that, like, yeah, term of the dog as well, because I feel like there's like a lot of it, as I said, like there's a lot of like hybrid objects in a way, and blends of things, and there's also always, without like making it like a very like explicit discourse or something, I feel like there's always this like human non-human thing also like going on. Is that like a something you discussed, or is that like a, because there are like in like political discourses about like human and non-human species, like finding encounters in different yeah. ways, perhaps, like is that an issue for you?
It's like, well, it's very related to like, okay, some readings, and you know this at some point, the YOLO, it's mm-hmm. this breath that, you know, it's not like something you can really touch, but it's this like conscious breathing that is telling you like you are breathing the breath of others. So, and this was also from, yeah, like Emmanuel Ecochia that wrote about the life of plants and how actually we kind of like forgot this idea that without the plants, they are like rejecting, like the trash of the plants is actually the food, it's the oxygen. So you're breathing and you're not even feeling that thanks to the plants, you're able to live on this planet. So that was the first thing. And then, based on this, considering that there's other life beings and we are all rejecting and absorbing this kind of like endless process of the breath coming in and out and breathing the breath of others and blah blah blah, and then it goes into like the co-living, basically, like to be able to live with other species and just considering the other species. And then I guess like this kind of spa was always for me this humid, between wet and humidity, and the watery kind of mood makes a bit more blurry the shape of things, because mm-hmm. everything can be like dry, yeah. wet, transform. This is my fantasy, but like I could imagine that this spa is a bit more like a bit more than a spa in terms of like there's bacteria, there's mushrooms in the ruins. They did it. Like I pushed it, you know, a bit like the idea of like jumping from the water to the forest, because there is a map, and this map of the spa is quite real in my head. And I wanted to create a bit of, we are all living together. There are some parts that are very mysterious, or some parts with a lot of mushrooms. Or like even, I don't know, even with you in my head, because you have the name of the cat, my companion cat. There's always this play that, you know, and also like we play with you're bringing a lot of sound creatures that they're not like identified as human sounds.
No,
you're very like
hybridation of sounds,
yeah. Yes. So this also, like for example, like when you worked on the voice of Liquid Virgo, like you really worked on different versions, yeah. and look for what is the sound of a character that is
made of breath,
you know, like this immaterial kind of,
but kind of digital also,
and at the same time digital,
because they appears on the screen,
yeah.
So
a bit like old school, kind of like Matrix, you know, like a bit like all the SF science fiction kind of aesthetic. But the sound is really like really trying to, yeah, I guess to go beyond the materiality of things and also mix the qualities. Like you can be water, you can be mushroom, you can be bird, you can be fish, you can be human. But then let's find a good proportion between the qualities.
I mean, it also, like that character, Liquid Virgo, I think, also talks about like most organisms not being, not relying on speech as a way to communicate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, of course, like there are these sounds, but then they have to be translated for us into speech in order to understand them. And it is a very like language-based performance in a way. But then like through the sounds and then through the dancing and the, like the non-verbal dialogue you have in the end, there is this sort of like idea of like going beyond speech and beyond words and like communicating in a different way. Like how is that perhaps also like related to your like idea of like happiness or like the search for happiness? Like could that be like a sort of like a goal or something?
Yeah, I guess actually no, because when she says you will meet live beings that some of them they will know, some of them they guess. And this is like something that I really like also. It not to say like it's good to know or it's good to guess. It's just like your relationship to situations and the world. Sometimes you need to know and you need to say that you know. But sometimes it's really like a work, almost like a happiness try out to actually only guess. And I guess it's also the relationship I could a bit feel with you, and also this last part when we are not saying, we are like with this improv, this idea of like guessing what's coming next a bit. But real time, which is, for me, I'm not an improviser, but I have this in mind a bit. Like, when you improvise, it's also very related to flamenco. When you hear the people talking about how they dance and improvise, because flamenco is a lot about improvisation, something is coming. And this idea of, like, you guess where you go, you don't know. Even though you're like quite going in a clear way, you still don't know. You never really know. You're just guessing, and it's strong enough to make you go. Language is also bringing you back always to this idea of knowledge. So when she said like, don't get distracted too much by language, because it's another way of knowing when you avoid language. And it's not knowing by guessing. It's very interesting because it's only about ambiguity, potentiality, like hypothesis. So it can create a lot of confusion. But if you're comfortable with the confusion, then you can really go.
Perhaps lastly, I just want to ask both of you, I mean, you've not only been like 45 days at this creation spa looking for happiness, but you've also been for not such a long time, but like 12 days, I think, at Impulstanz.
Right.
Looking for something, perhaps. I don't know. So I wanted to ask you how, how did you use that residency time? Were you able to use it in a fulfilling way? And was there something you were looking for?
I was guessing of what's going on here, because I wasn't aware of what is this festival. I just realized one day before it was the 40 year's anniversary of one of the biggest European. So I really came with the idea of to be open to see things and I don't know, like really in this research, like kind of
digging,
like digging things. Like it was really great to see us and sharing the space and talking.
Yeah, we did like because we were also with Anat Bosak, who did the light and Seno.
Mm-hmm.
We had a studio and we spent a bit of time there. So we are also very, I don't know, we were talking about the fact that if we keep going, like we keep working together, my main like proposition for now was actually to maybe detach from the theater mode and be a bit more like experiencing like processes, materials, activities, things that we like to do, things we don't know. And somehow we'll see, but we said like, okay, if we keep going together, maybe we put the movement, the dance, the, you know, in a more central way between us, trying to be less like a conventional team in terms of like, okay, you do the light, you do the régie, you do the sound, I do the writing, I don't know. But maybe like update each other. This is what we used here. Also update each other from where we are, but always crossing like life also, like either private life or political, you know, like how you create a relationship between the questions and also the artistic proposition, make a link. So, well.
Thank you so much. Not, I think that's a great way to end.
Cool.
So, thank you for being here. Yeah, thank
thanks
you for talking
a lot, Sean.
You have been listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer series. For more artist conversations, visit the websites lifelongburning.eu and impulsetanz.com.